From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. On the heels of a recent national study ranking the Fort Myers Cape Coral area the deadliest in the country for pedestrians, one Southwest Florida lawmaker continues to fight for tougher penalties for motorists who injure pedestrians and bicyclists. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Naples Republican Senator Kathleen Passidomo has reintroduced a highway safety bill for the upcoming legislative session that aims to hold drivers more accountable if they hurt bicyclists, pedestrians, or other people using the road. Under the bill, motorists could face up to $2,500 in fines if they injure what it calls a vulnerable road user. Drivers would also have their licenses suspended for 3 months and would have to retake a driver's exam if they're charged with hurting or killing a vulnerable road user twice within 5 years. Under the bill, the term vulnerable road users also includes highway workers, people riding horses, farm tractors, horse-drawn carriages, or electric mobility devices. Senator Passidomo first introduced a version of the bill in the House in 2015. She tried again last year as well, but the bill did not pass. Passidomo says she was initially surprised by how controversial the bill became.
You know, the cyclists want to be able to ride on the streets and not be harassed, not be hit, and run off the road. On the other hand, there are many cyclists who do not obey the rules of the road either. So you have motorists that are frustrated. So what I thought was a simple bill turned into like a quagmire of issues.
The National Complete Streets Coalition released a report last month ranking Florida the deadliest state for pedestrians. That study finds the Fort Myers Cape Coral region to be the deadliest metropolitan area in the country. Passidomo's bill faces an uphill battle in the legislature. No Senate committee has placed the bill on its agenda, and a House companion has not been filed. John Davis, WGCU News.